This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. It's Thursday. What is up? The Eddie Scazzeri, how are you? And across from me, Al John at Dukes. What's up?
Good morning, Jerry. Let me ask you something. You're an Amazon person, right? You get Amazon deliveries, that sort of thing. You know, for the most part, I would say that 90% of the time, the Amazon driver leaves the package at the door. Nothing happens. I have alerts on my phone that when Amazon delivers. Every now and then, about 5 to 10% of the time, the person who drops off the package rings my doorbell.
I never get that.
Yeah, and walks away.
Yeah.
Like, rings the doorbell, walks away. Another next level up is before they get to your door to ring the bell, some of the drivers, I'll get an alert that says, your Amazon driver has sent you a message. And the message says, please secure all dogs as I'll be delivering your package soon.
Okay.
So it's like different levels, I guess, of what you can do as an Amazon driver.
Right.
Last night at 10 to 10, as I was sleeping, the Amazon driver dropping off my vitamin C pills decided he should ring the bell to let me know they were here.
That's very nice of him. Yeah, I don't know. You get packages now. I've had deliveries at 3 o'clock in the morning. They come at all times now.
Right. You'll get a thing and be like, no worries, this package will be here by 11 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
I know.
Well, ring my bell when it gets here.
Mm-hmm.
It really threw off the whole household, Jerry. My dog didn't know what was going on.
In fairness, 9:50,
yeah.
While not early, for most people, they're still up. 10 o'clock to me is the cutoff for most of society.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like when it gets dark, no more ringing the bell.
Well, what do we do in December then?
You got to get the
4:30. We're out.
4:30 packages.
Yeah.
That really threw me off.
I don't blame you.
That threw me for a loop.
I'd be startled, Jerry. Actually.
Yeah, I was
Who's
startled.
Ringing the doorbell at 10 p.m.?
And I didn't know whether it was a dream or not. You know what I mean? Did I dream? But my dog was pacing, so I was like, that was not a dream. Unless my dog had the same
get up and
dream.
Take those vitamins?
I did not get up.
Well, she had a nice peaceful sleep. And then the dog had to go for a walk at midnight.
No, and she was like, what are we doing? Is it time to... No, it's not time to get up.
Boy,
freaking Amazon.
You are living the life.
And then I did have a message from Amazon when I woke up that the guy sent that said, please secure all dogs. I'll be dropping off your package. I do think about that, though. If you're an Amazon driver, mailman, or
you don't know what you're walking into. You're right. You're right.
I've seen so many videos online that I actually enjoy them. They're... And God bless these drivers that, like... They're getting in a more rural area, and it's a house with like a long driveway, and there's a pit bull sitting in the driveway, just sitting there.
Yeah,
and the driver's like, "What do I do here?"
Right,
like to me,
throw the package out the window.
That's what I would do. Boy, these people though, they're like, they talk their way through trying to talk nice to the dog. Hi, are you a friendly dog? And then so many times the dog's friendly, but you don't know. It's a German Shepherd, a pit bull, a Rottweiler.
Or it's starving, having a bad day. You don't know.
Or even the nicest dog is very protective, some of them, of their own home.
You ever see those ratty little dogs that don't shut up?
Yeah, those are the worst.
they bark like crazy.
Yeah. So So I'm just saying, Jerry, it's not an
easy
job.
Well, that's
job.
Good to know because, like, when I get fired, I do anticipate to drive for someone and deliver packages. So I'll have to keep that in mind.
If I was an Amazon driver, you know I'd be sending the message. I will be, your Amazon driver will be here soon. Please secure all dogs and tough-looking people.
Again, unbearable.
He will be throwing his package out the window as he drives by.
Messages nonstop as you're driving. Voice to text, voice to text, voice to text. Okay. Shut up.
Be there in five. Be there. We're 2 minutes away. 2 minutes away with your package.
I know.
Jerry, can I give you a buzz and no buzz?
No buzz, no buzz.
Here at 5:06
in the
morning.
Yeah, buzz, no buzz.
Buzz, no buzz, Jerry. Major League Baseball opening day.
I think that depends on the person.
Okay.
And I also think... I also think the buzz was taken away a little bit by the Mets being postponed. They did the right thing yesterday, and I'm glad they did it because tomorrow looks much better, weather-wise, obviously. But when you get a postponement on day one, it sucks. So it takes the air out of the balloon immediately. If you're a Yankee fan and you're a real baseball fan, I think you're excited about it. I was looking forward to the Met game today. I was. Now it's like, all right. Now I like the fact that the Yankees are on at 4 o'clock and I will watch. But I would say a lot less buzz today since the Mets were postponed.
Yeah, I feel like there's not any buzz with this Yankee opening day.
It depends on who you are. I mean, if you listen to BT and Sal, those two guys are fired up beyond fired up. I listen to McMonagle for a half hour driving, and the dude, you would think it's Christmas morning for a four-year-old.
Oh, so there's some buzz going around those shows.
Depends on your interest. Yeah, absolutely. I think Keith McPherson cannot wait for the season to start. Yeah. You know, for you, I don't know that there's buzz for World Series Game 1.
No, I'm just saying that I can normally, like, when I do buzz, no buzz, it's because it's something that should penetrate me, Jerry, even if I'm not a hardcore baseball fan. You know what I mean? Like, there's buzz for lots of things that I don't consume, like, voraciously.
Uh-huh.
But there's just an air and a buzz about it, and I'm not feeling that.
Well, I think the penetration was lost when the Met game got canceled.
That could be.
Also, the fact that all week we've been talking about this terrible weather,
mm-hmm.
and that became more of a story than anything. And the fact that the Mets aren't picked to win 100 games this year, too, doesn't help. I think all of that combined, and you're more of a Met fan than you are a Yankee fan. So all of that combined, today's Thursday for you.
Yeah, you know what? I think the other thing is that maybe the biggest buzz killer is our weather in general.
I agree.
Even if it wasn't raining today, like tomorrow, it's not going to be baseball weather.
No, it'll be 55 and sunny, but it's going to be very windy, and it's not a great, it's not a bad day. It's not going to be a great day, though.
Maybe I also agree. Because it's like, who's our main Mets pitcher? You normally are
Jose
throwing,
Quintana.
Yeah, you're normally throwing somebody out there with their own buzz.
Yeah, I mean, Quintana's a good pitcher. That's the thing, like, you know, part of last year, we always get hung up on Verlander and Scherzer. Jose Quintana didn't pitch to start, and that really hurt them, too. He's a good pitcher. I don't know that he's an ace, like a real number one, but I'll tell you what, he's a damn good second pitcher. And then you got Severino on Saturday, who is ace-like if he's healthy and isn't tipping his pitches. I mean, I know what you're saying. Senga's out. You don't have Jacob deGrom that you're looking forward to anymore, but I don't know why. I feel like this team's going to be good. And I don't think the pitching's going to be bad. And I know I'm on an island with that, but that's what I think.
Like, Nestor Cortez is pitching today.
That's fun.
He's a buzzworthy guy.
Because 2 years ago, he had a great season, went to the All-Star game. Last year wasn't good. Last year was not good. So he's looking for a big bounce back. But he's fun to watch.
Man, and he's pitching. He's going up against Framber Valdez,
that's
Jerry.
Right.
That guy's a trouble.
Yes, he is. What did he do when I was in Houston?
No hitter.
That's right.
Yeah, see, he's troubled today.
Well, the Astros are troubled at the Yankees, period.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I also see people upset that on baseball opening day, now that the Mets game has been rained out,
yeah,
there is no 1 o'clock game.
I know. They were the standalone opener, which was cool.
Yeah.
Again, that kills the buzz, no buzz. It's a killjoy. And so now you, instead of having that in New York, you would have had that one game. And I don't know, maybe it was on across the country on ESPN or MLB Network. I don't know. But instead of having that one game at 1 o'clock, the season's really begun now. Forget the Dodgers and Padres in Korea. That, no one cares. Now it's a bunch of games at 3 o'clock, or at least a good handful of them. That stinks.
Is the Shohei Ohtani betting scandal killing some buzz or not at all, you think?
I don't think so. I think that's going to hang over the season all year. No, I don't think so. No, not at all.
So that shouldn't be affecting any buzz.
No, if you're a Yankee fan or a Met fan or a Phillies fan, I don't. While you're interested to see how that gets, how that develops and where that story goes, I don't think it has any bearing whatsoever on your team and your game.
Man, I better hear from buzzed up Yankee fans today during Boomer and Geo then. You know what I'm
I
saying,
hope you
Jerry?
Do.
Like, I better get some calls from buzzed up.
Now, again, we'll come back to what you said, I think, on Monday or Tuesday, the fact that the Yankees get two but open on the road. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
The Mets were the home opener and the opener today. The Yankees open, but why is it going to feel any different than them playing last week in Florida? They're still away.
You're right.
That it hurts when you don't start at home.
So next week, Yankees home opener probably be more buzz.
Then today, I actually think so, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I do. And I know the Yankees have, and I should know this off the top of my head.
Is the who they're playing?
Yeah, I know they have the, it's not an easy start. They have the Astros, I know, this weekend, and then they go to, where do they go to from there? I got to find it. Well, whatever. I know they don't have an easy start. Astros, they go to Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Who got Jordan Montgomery? Oh, boy.
I don't know if he'll be ready to pitch immediately, but...
Oh, he's going to shut him down.
I would think he'll probably miss a few weeks to get ready.
He needs to get ready.
He hasn't done anything, yeah.
Like J.D. Martinez is very busy getting ready to swing the bat.
I would think Jordan Montgomery's not going to be ready until at least mid to late April.
All right. I have a feel-good baseball story for
you,
Jerry.
Oh, I like a feel-good story.
This involves Ellie De La Cruz from the Reds, who we like, right, Jerry? He's a tall fella.
He hits bombs.
He hits bombs.
And then throws the ball across the diamond at like 400 miles an hour.
And he steals bases, right?
He's a fun player to watch.
Well, he has ditched his interpreter. By the way, the interpreter
got fired.
What?
I know.
The interpreter?
It's funny you said that because I did see the note and my first thought was, good for him. Oh, bad for him.
Yeah. He says he doesn't need his translator, Jorge Merlos, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge's like, the season's just stopped. One more year? You couldn't give me a one-year notice?
Or could you give me a little more time?
Yeah, so Ellie De La Cruz says that he wants to speak English to the press and the fans because he says, quote, it's important for the fans to understand me and for me to understand the fans. I put a lot of work on my English to talk with you guys, and I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
I think that's amazing.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think it's great because if you put yourself in his position, let's say you went and played baseball in Japan or wherever, and South Korea, and all of a sudden you need a translator, you go try and figure out how hard that is to learn another language.
By the way, Spanish, I've heard, is one of the easier languages to learn.
It's not easy.
I would
not
be able to figure that out.
It's, well, who do you call? What's her name? Who does the, that helps you learn the languages?
Babel and...
Yeah, but no, who's the woman? Or at least the woman's name of the company.
What's the other, Eddie, where you learn another language, the apps?
Come on.
Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone.
And Babel.
Yes. Yeah.
You could do Rosetta Stone. You'll be able to speak French in 3 days.
I doubt it. That's the problem. I doubt it.
There's got to be something to it because they advertise it like they can really teach you the language.
Yeah.
At least key phrases and words, I would think.
But English, they say, is one of the hardest languages to learn. Right?
Yeah, I was born here. I still don't speak it well.
Right, because it's very nuanced.
It is nuanced.
Yeah, you got this dude over here speaking English now to the press and to the fans.
How about the fact you said yesterday that, or 2 days ago, that there should be one universal human language?
Yes.
How about the fact in this country, you talk about different nuances. Depending upon where you are in this country, you speak differently.
Yeah.
Same English, but different slang terms, different phrases. If you live in Alabama, I don't think they use the same catchphrases as we use here in New York. And if you're in Massachusetts, it's different than if you're in Texas.
Yeah, it was very weird when I went to school at Indiana State. And sneakers there, everyone called tennis shoes.
Okay.
Even if they were basketball sneakers.
Really?
Tennis shoes.
I mean, I have seen that. But if you, to me, if you say tennis shoes, I think you're going to play tennis and you're buying tennis shoes.
The other weird one was, like, if I were to say, hey, Jerry, you want to go out and have a catch? They would say, do you want to go toss ball?
Did they ever ask to fondle?
They did never ask me to fondle. Yeah, toss ball. You guys going to go out and toss ball?
Yeah, it's different.
Man.
That's what I mean, though. Like,
in our own different states, things get confusing.
Even, like, different generations, if you will. Like, to me, if you had, all right, let's say you were playing in an adult flag football game. And if I said to you, what's on your schedule this week? So, like, you're the Eagles, and you were playing the Cowboys. How would you tell me you're playing the Cowboys?
I would say we're playing the Cowboys this week.
Okay. You know what a lot of the younger generation says? We're versing the Cowboys.
What?
Yeah.
In New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you versing this week? I'm like, what? And when it first started, because I would say it was my younger son's age, they all say, who are you versing?
Really?
And it took me a while to understand what the hell they were talking about. I felt like, you mean who we're playing against? Who are we versing? Okay. And that's pretty universal.
I've never heard that for the younger kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's.
I had to tell you, though, on Easter Sunday, when I'm around my nieces and nephew, I'm going to be trying to throw that out there.
But they're not 12, are they?
No, the one, 14.
Okay,
one
no, that works.
Like 14.
Yeah, that works.
I'm going to throw that by him. I say, like, I see the Knicks are on. Who are they versing?
You should see what he says. I bet you he won't even blink. To me, it's who are the Knicks playing?
Yes.
Yeah. Very different.
Weird.
And see, there's the age different, not just geographical.
Do you think the Reds interpreter went to management and said, you know what, let me stick around for the year in case he has any issues?
Well, it's a good question because Kenta Maeda apparently has been on the Dodgers payroll, his interpreter, for a few years, and he hasn't been there. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
They come to work every day if they're not needed?
I don't know. I don't know if they have them on staff just for, what do you call it, just for instances.
You think like they're in an on-call situation?
So his last year with the Dodgers, Maeda, was 2019. The interpreter they gave Shohei Ohtani is Kenta Maeda's former interpreter, who the story I read has been with the Dodgers ever since. So maybe this guy has a job with the organization. I don't know.
What do you think they get paid? Like $300,000?
The story said that Ohtani's interpreter got $400,000.
Wow.
Which was another reason why him owing $4.5 million made 0 cents.
Right.
0 cents.
But because he was a specialty and his best friend, like what do you think like a random interpreter on the Cincinnati Reds makes?
Or how about the guy in the Mets?
Or the guy in the Mets.
What's his name? Oh,
well, Mets is New York. They probably give him a little extra cash. But like Cincinnati Reds. Maybe I'll reach out to this Jorge Merlos. I'm going to say
$150,000.
Sorry to hear that Ellie De La Cruz is no longer need your services. By the way, what are you making over there?
I would love to see you try that because your DMs go really well when you reach out to these influencers.
Yeah, it doesn't work, Jerry.
No, it doesn't.
Even though I try to be super nice.
That's actually pretty funny. And I don't know if he was his personal guy, too.
Yeah.
I would think a Reds employee, personally.
Yeah, I would think he's a Reds employee. Yeah. I bet Ohtani got his own personal one just because, like, big money.
Well, they grew up together, apparently.
He probably was like, I am not coming to the Dodgers unless you bring my friend here along.
Right.
He's my interpreter.
Exactly. All right, first break of the hour, 5:18. Al's got something to tell you. Then we'll come back.
Sure.
More's to do's, and then Boomer and Geo at 6.